It's always this time of the week. I say get up and know it's Friday, and I know what we do here. And we always, we just want to remember the family members that have gone on before us. I think sometimes, always, death is confusing. It's a mystery. And I've tried to figure things out and sat around. And the one thing that helps me with it is to see all of life, all of this that we're here, this physical world that we're in, the experiences that we have, everybody that's come and gone, is basically in a parenthesis in eternity. This is just a small blip of eternity. And I used to say, well, this isn't the real deal. The real deal's coming. And I jokingly tell my students, barring accident, illness, or injury, I'm closer to the real deal than you are. And they kind of shocks them. And I say, But this is very much real for us. And death is very much real for us. But we can't lose the perspective that this is, we're inside a parenthesis. And the gospel message is that God entered through Jesus Christ as a human being into this parenthesis and had to come in human form, fully human, fully divine. That's the only way he could have entered into this quasi-reality that isn't the real deal in eternity. But if you think in terms of this parenthesis being just a blip on this grand scheme, and when you think in terms of eternity as a linear continuum, that's even limiting. We don't understand it. But the fact that he would spend and send himself and down a cross for this little blip in eternity is monumental. And so today we're going to recognize those that have escaped the parentheses and gone on to the real deal, which we can only imagine, and which we sometimes, because what do we fear the most? We fear the unknown, and so there's some unknown, and we fear that. But what we are told, we have truth. We have Christ who came and returned and told us what it was like, as best he could with the finite minds that we have. That I have, you know, I tell my students, they say, what is eternity? And I said, I think it's the perpetual present state in the presence of God. And I don't know how you define it beyond that. Perpetually present state in the presence of God. And have you ever had one of those good moments? And it's just good. And you want it to last forever. It will there. Familiar passage that we all know, that we heard and tucked away, hidden in the Psalms, and one you hear at funerals all the time, is precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. Got all this stuff going on, and all of a sudden this thing has slipped in there. How precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of the faithful ones, is the exit from the parentheses into his presence. That's what that would mean to me. And so these people that we'll call names of have gone on, and they're now there. And I want to start with one that we left off last year. Stan, thank you for being patient. What we do here is we'll call a name out. And if you had connections, if you feel led to honor them by standing, you do that. A lot of times families do it, individuals that were close to the family, but that's how we do this. And so left off in error, she passed away in 2023, Crystal Foskett. Betty Gail Snyder. Ed Minter. Dick Barnes. Nancy Russell. Benny Meredith of Alpine. William Bill Rice II, Longview, Texas. Gayla Huff of San Antonio, Texas. Kyle Barnett. Nancy Wright of Alpine. Bob Clanton and Barbara Clanton of Alpine from Sterling City. Mary Sims McFadden. Ruthie Reeves, Bob Waddell, Stan Claybrook, Father Paula Bright. These are the names that were recorded on this list. And let's now go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the lives that were lived here, the love that was shared, the memories that we have. And Father, thank you that you are also the Prince of Peace and the God of all comfort, who comfort and give those that are left behind peace as we await our exit to be in the presence of the Lord with everyone else. Thank you again, Father, for an opportunity to have had these folks in the Paisana family and to be blessed by them. And now, Father, give us the confidence in your character that your word is absolutely true and we have nothing to fear. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.